The world of government document declassification is full of many euphemisms and phrases that constitute and define how the government protects sensitive information. Everything from the familiar top secret to classified. And then there are the three-word categories, such as controlled classified information and sensitive but unclassified. Last week, the Public Interest Declassification Board, a presidential panel that provides guidance to the White House on the declassification of sensitive information and documents, met in public session at the Capitol Visitor Center. The board, which is based at the National Archives, tackled the document category of formally restricted data. This category, and its mirror twin, restricted data, deals mainly with information related to the Atomic Energy Act and the government agencies that deal with both nuclear energy and nuclear weapons, the Department of Energy and the Pentagon. In this case, formerly restricted data, or FRD, often deals with design specifications for weapons or energy systems that in some cases were shared by both DOE and DOD because the scientific principles for a bomb and a nuclear reactor are in some cases the same. At one point, one or the other of the agencies determines that for their purposes, the information no longer needs to be restricted. But by law, both must agree to any change in classification. And that's the rub, according to Dr. Andrew Weston Dox, director of the Office of Classification with the Department of Energy.
We have FRD because it was a term of art in order to segregate it from other NSI information. Why do we have to do that? Because we have in law a requirement to have an agreement for cooperation under the Act in order to share it. That was what Congress did. That's not the initial desire of the Commission or the Department way back when, right? And because of that, that has sort of a cause and effect. Agencies put information in the FRD category with the understanding of what the rules are. I mean, I asked myself, why did we put this much design information into the FRD category? And the answer was, we understood what the rules were. We understood that other nations wouldn't get a hold of it unless we had an agreement in place. So to strip those rules out has real consequences that we have to think through. And again, placing some of the information back to the RD category was an avenue to segregate, you know, the range of sensitivities in the FRD category.
At the other end of the spectrum from Dr. Weston Dox is Stephen Aftergood, senior research analyst with the Federation of American Scientists. He directs FAS's project on government secrecy and is one of the more prominent and vocal members of the declassification community here in Washington. He focuses on reducing the scope of government secrecy. He went to the PIDB meeting last week to make his case for eliminating the formerly restricted data classification.
Much of our classification system is composed of structures that were created in the Cold War and that do not make a lot of sense today. They don't correspond to the realities of the way that information is generated, the ways that it is shared, the kinds of threats to national security that we face. And the question is, can we get past these inherited secrecy structures? And can we devise an information security system that is simple, straightforward, easy to understand, to apply, and that is responsive to the public interests, both in appropriate secrecy and in robust disclosure? FRD does not fit with that ambition. It is literally a relic of the past. What I mean by that is if we were starting today to create a classification system, we would never think of FRD. The only reason we have it is because we were stuck with it in 1946. We don't need it. We don't want it. It has no place in the classification system of the future.
Bill Burr, a senior analyst with the National Security Archive here in Washington, told the PIDB that information under the formerly restricted data category in some cases does carry still critical information.
Many documents were put back in the archival vaults simply because they identified overseas locations. There the matter has rested, with the Defense Department and the Department of Energy insisting that the former locations of weapons, even if long overtaken by events, are properly classified. The secrecy, however, is increasingly pointless. This is evident when former NATO Secretary General George Robertson recently wrote about U.S. nuclear basing in Europe. but he had to cite the unofficial Federation of American Scientists for a source to show that there actually were these deployments, and he mentioned the countries involved as well. An example of sometimes preposterous degree of secrecy can be seen when Pentagon FOIA reviewers continue to excise the word Turkey from references to the Jupiter missiles that were at the heart of the Cuban Missile Crisis settlement that's been in the public record for decades and decades. A more credible approach would be to apply a policy of transparency to historical deployments.
But Dr. Jennifer Sims, who is one of the members of the Public Interest Declassification Board appointed by President Obama, believes it's time to wipe the slate clean when it comes to declassification, and that includes FRD.
If we do nothing else, I'd like to change the name of FRD. Formerly restricted data seems nonsensical and very much inside the Beltway speak, as all the acronyms seem to be as they come flooding in this kind of a conversation. But among the things I've read that you, I believe, Stan, have written, is the problem of FRD that may reveal RD. Is that, in fact, an issue? And if so, how does it emerge? Because then, if that's the case, that there is FRD that reveals RD, we don't have clear fences.
The twisted, sometimes confusing nature of the testimony on classification of FRD documents underscores the complexity and the difficulty of the bigger picture here for the PIDB. The goal set by President Obama of mapping out a new, more streamlined classification and declassification system for sensitive government documents. Stay tuned. On Capitol Hill, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.